and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Today I am joined by Joel. I'm going to win the Masters, Henry.
Not a chance, yes.
And Lee, I'm going but only to plug my products, Bendy Boards, Patrick.
Hello, bendyboards.co.uk. Contact us at bendyboards@gmail.com.
He's got his posh voice on again.
That's work, you know. I'll come back down to the common voice now, speaking to you guys.
That's right. RB from Norfolk.
I'm not quite that bad.
No, that's true. So, if I have the timing right, today is Friday, and tomorrow is the start of the UK Malifaux Masters. And I'm unsure whether it's the 2014 Masters that's played in 2015, so you're the 2014 Master, or you're the 2015 Master, because that's when your reign is. I think, going by precedent, it's the 2014 Masters.
Yeah, you need to confirm that before I cut it on the trophy then, don't you?
I know. I have tried to confirm it, but no one seems to care.
It's what I consider the last event of the season.
Yeah.
So it probably is the 2014 Masters. Anyway.
You sure?
So, yes. We'll go with 2014.
Cool.
So that kicks off tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we thought we would do a sort of a preview episode, because the other thing is it's also Fool's Daily's 1 year anniversary on Saturday.
Is it really?
It is. And the first proper show that we did was a roundup of last year's Malifaux Masters.
Yeah.
All right, so it brings it nicely full circle then.
Well, yeah, I think so. So let's talk Masters. So tournaments throughout, if you don't know, tournaments throughout the year get ranked on Malifaux rankings, and the top 16 players get invited to a different type of event.
Well, it's not quite the top 16, though, is it? Because it's the previous master always gets away.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So it's actually the top 14 and the previous master and the winner of the GT.
Which I assume will be the winner of the Nationals this time, aren't
it? Yeah, I was going to say Nationals next year, wouldn't it?
Yes. Which, there should have been a thing on the weird website about the other day. So, yeah. So, yes. And then, if you can't make it, invites go down the list. So, Craig, who is the current master, declined the invitation. Though, it looks like from his performance at the Warhammer Masters, he might be coming back.
And his reaction to some of the rumours.
Well, yes. And so, you end up with a pool of 16 players. Those players, the top four players are seeded, so they each go into a pool and they can't play each other. And then there was a random draw that we broadcast a little while back for the rest of the pools. And I thought today what we could do is we could go through the pools and predict who we think is going to come out.
My predictions on these things have always been woeful.
Well, yeah, I did really badly last year. But this year will be easy because I know who's going to win. So I thought we'd go through the pools. And the way it works is that the pools, they each play each other in the pools. With this year, the terrain isn't going to be fixed. They have to set up the boards themselves so that you don't get complaints about, oh, I would have won if I'd only been on that board over there. And there's some things happening with the schemes and strats that they don't know about yet, so we'll just keep that to ourselves. And that's it. And then they play three games of Malifaux, and you get it's straight win-loss draw to determine the pools, and then things like VPs for, VP against, and diff are used as the tiebreakers. So, in pool one, we have, as the seeded player, Mr. Joel Henry, UK number one.
Never heard of him.
I think he's washed up.
Oh, definitely.
Then we have James Doxey, Luke Coxedge, and Connor Barker. Mm. So Joel has to use gremlins.
Yep. And Connor will.
Connor will use gremlins. So we've got two gremlins in that pool.
James will be Arcanist.
James will be Arcanist. And Luke, 99.9999% will be outcasts, specifically Levy.
Although or possibly Neverborn.
Yeah, as you say, he's been playing a lot more Neverborn this year, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He will be. I'm pretty certain he'll be outcast and Levy.
I think either way, James and Luke have the advantage here. Because they know going in that 50% of their pool, 50% of their opponents, two-thirds of their opponents, are going to be playing Gremlins.
Yeah.
So they only have to build lists and beat Gremlins. They can play to beat Gremlins and qualify.
Well, one question before you go too much further.
Mm.
Is this an open pool? Is it, set list?
Oh, it's fixed faction.
Just fixed faction.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a couple of years ago, it was you had to have three lists, and then it...
It was just fixed fashion. I thought about doing other things, and then I thought I would have fun with the strats instead, and everything else meant that I had to tell what the strats and schemes were going to be. So,
That's a fair comment.
That's why it's fixed fashion.
That's not so bad, then.
No.
Although that limits you even more, doesn't it, Joel? Because you've only got set models.
Yeah. And, in fact, I'm limiting myself to probably a single master as well.
Yeah. Don't give too much away.
I don't think it'll matter too much at this point. But I have a multiple model, but this is my end of the whack Gremlins for Joel era.
About which he's very happy, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have a win-win situation here. If I manage to get through to day two of the Masters, that's a win because I'll be able to lord it over everybody again. And I can have a run at the final. And that, that is win-win by itself. And if I get knocked out, I don't have to play Gremlins anymore. And that's also very much win.
And when you put them, when you go to sell them, you've got that wonderful tag of at the UK
Masters, yeah.
Yeah.
So who are we predicting is coming out of this pool?
I would say James and Luke, personally. No offence, Connor. But I just think James and Luke can build against Gremlins and get through basically on that.
See,
go on, then.
I was going to say, I'm very tempted to put James. I'd like to say Luke, because I think... But I'm actually going to say, sorry, Luke, I'm going to have to put Connor through. Just as the dark horse.
I'd actually put Luke as top of the group, actually, above James.
You would?
Yeah, I think James is been away from tournament gaming a little bit. Even he feels he's a little bit off form at the moment. So, and Luke certainly isn't.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
I think my picks are James and Luke to go through that pool. If I look at the games, Joel, you're playing James first. Yep. And Luke has Connor, then you play Luke, and James gets Connor, and then...
Me and Connor.
The third round is where it all gets very interesting, because you have the Gremlin off.
Well, when it comes to that one, I mean, for me, it's got to be Connor knows Gremlins better than I do, and has more models, more range than I do, and more experience using those models than I do. So I would vote for him in a Gremlin off between the two of us.
So then we have those two going forward.
Yeah.
And who do we think will win the pool?
I'm going to go for Luke.
That's what I would agree as well.
I'd probably...
Well, you haven't got Luke
I was just thinking, I'm going to go for James. I've got every faith in James.
All right.
But I have James. Never won any of these kind of things when,
Unlucky James.
Yeah, sorry, James. I've just killed you off,
Kiss of death, yeah. Oh no, this way I'm playing day two.
So then we go to pool two, and pool two is Mark Elwood, John Wharton, Scott Porter, and Martin Wodehouse. I actually think this one's quite a tight pool.
It is. It's an interesting one, certainly.
So Mark will be playing Neverborn. He's the top Neverborn player. John will be playing Outcasts.
Yeah, definitely.
Mr. Porter, regardless of whether he's... I'm not sure which faction he'll be playing, but he'll be playing Tara.
I think he's going last thought he was, from what he said, I think he's going to push for Rezzers.
Oh, so he can have his... That's why he's painting Bet, then, is it?
Yeah, no, he's he's had... All his success has been with the Rezzers, and so I think you'll fall back on them.
I think the build runs easier.
Mm. And then Martin is...
Colette.
Not necessarily Colette. It could be other Arcanist Masters.
What with... Mm.
Yes, it could, but it won't
with
be.
With frilly dresses and...
All right, so we've got... So Mark and John are up first, and then it's Scott versus Martin. Martin has the sort of, I don't know, edge over Scott, you know, with Scott doing silly things like putting Vendetta on Corophy.
The joy of Maui
Fall. And John... I mean, anyone who's ever seen John play knows he's just balls to the wall, aggression, yeah. aggression.
It's because we'll mark up with that, won't it be?
Yes, and that is the real question: is if Mark can cope with the Vix coming at him full steam ahead, then I'll give the game to Mark. If something goes wrong, then John can take it, and I. But I don't see John getting out the pool because I think that aggression thing, you know, it's one of those, it's a glass hammer, isn't it? So
yeah.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. I mean, my picks are Martin and Mark to get out the pool.
I could see that. I think that's a really incredible suggestion. I think Martin can certainly cope with John's aggression.
Yeah.
And you say he's got the measure of Scott. Or seems to have had in previous matchups. The Martin Mark game would be interesting again. So, yeah, I think Martin, I would go with a safe bet for getting out of the pool. Of the others, I want to see John do it. I want to see the aggression get put in there because that'll make for a really interesting set of quarterfinals.
Yep. No, I can see that. Do you think he will?
It's a really tight call. Mark's good at what he does with Dreamer and the Neverborn. And he's capable, very much capable of playing filth, but he's also capable of making glaring mistakes in games, such as taking the wrong scheme.
Yes.
A scheme that isn't leaving the ball. Mark. It's happened more than once to him. So it's a case of, has he got his head properly in the game?
Yeah, no, I can see that.
He should have for Masters, but if he does, then I think he's got it. And Martin and Mark. If not, I think John can get through. So I'm going to go with Martin and John, and Martin to win the group.
Yeah, I would agree that Martin wins the group. Lee?
Yeah, definitely Martin to win the group.
Kiss of death now, that's three of us.
Yeah. Sorry, Martin.
He's going for double crowns on his...
You see, I quite like to see Scott pull it off and get through, but compared to the other... Just the amount of Scott that Scott plays compared to the other guys, I just think it puts him at a disadvantage.
Do you really want Scott to go through and live with the year of that?
I've got to drive him there and back. I'm going to have to live with it anyway. I'm going to push for Scott. Sorry, Mark. Sorry, John. You're both better players than Scott is, but Tractor.
So you're going Martin and Scott?
Yep.
Okay.
I think Scott will be in such a snot after losing to Martin the first game that he'll power through.
Okay. So then we move to pool three. The man of the moment, Ben Crow. Maria. Burn them to death, Joe Wood, and I don't pull up my trousers, Rob Smith. If I see his bottom one more time, I tell you.
He's like the rest of us, you know, chunky and thing, you know, and he starts to lose it.
I know, he's a skinny wretch.
Can we take him braces?
Oh, we love you, Rob. So, Ben, Maria, Joe and Rob, who's coming out of that pool?
See, I think... Again, I think this is a tight.
I mean, Ben is still debating what he's going to use. Maria will be Outcasts. Joe will be Sonya. And Rob will be Gremlins.
No, see, I don't think so. I think he might go Arcanist.
He might go his Arcanist.
Yeah.
He's played Arcanists a lot more lately, hasn't he?
He's used Colette.
Yeah,
well.
But I think... Yeah, I suppose, you know, Colette on one hand, Wong on the other. I mean, it's filth either way, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see, Rob's my choice for coming in second on this group.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to have to say that I'm going to throw caution to the wind. I'm going to go for Ben. Ben winning and then Rob. I think Joe's a very, very good player, but he doesn't get to play the different people as often as the others have, if you know what I mean. You know,
yep.
He's limited for how far he can travel and the tournaments he's done. Maria, I've never seen her play. I've never had the chance to play against her yet, so I couldn't really say. I mean, I know she does very well, but compared to the rest of the field,
she's very capable.
This is the thing. I don't know, so I don't want to say anything and, you know, put my usual foot in it like I normally do. Other than I've just kicked Ben out of, you know, the second round, haven't I? For saying he's going to win the group.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'd say Ben followed by Rob.
See, for me, this is one of the more interesting pools. I think Ben's got it. I think Ben will win the group. I think he'll take Webby. I think he will continue his storming progress and his current run of form. For the others, it's the battle between the other three is a much more the interesting one for me. Maria's got a lot of talent with the Outcast. She knows just what she's doing. She could possibly undermine Ben, and she could certainly beat one of the other two. And as soon as you beat two people, you're in with a shot.
Yeah.
Joe is great with Sonya, but Sonya's just gone through a recent FAQ. That means she can't no longer summon Witching Stalkers with her own burning attacks. And that might be enough to scupper some of his things that he's used to doing. Maybe just throw him off a little. And Rob, okay, it's faction dependent. So I'm actually going to go, and this is pretty much a guess at this point, I'm going to go for Maria through from this group.
Alright, I think Ben's going to win. He's in form and GT champion. I think he will win the group. And I think that Maria will be second.
Ooh, consensus.
Yeah. I really do think that she will come second. I've watched her play a couple of times, and she is very good.
Yeah, she's got, again, like Ben, she's got better recently as well. Yeah, the results started coming towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I would
vote her. Now, if Rob does go Colette,
that changes things.
That does change things, because he is very good with her, and there's still not a massive amount of people who've played against Colette.
Well, technically, when Rob plays, it's not technically Colette, it's just how many times can you surge off a December's Acolyte?
Well, that's true. That is true. But now you're giving away all his secrets.
But he plays the fills better than most, and with grace.
Yes. So it's Ben versus Maria in round one, and I think that will put a stamp down on how the pool is going to go.
Yeah, if Maria wins that one, it's open.
Yeah. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Bet you Ben could beat the other two, but yeah.
Yeah. And then we go into pool four. Pool four, the seeded player is Ant. And then we have Graham Bursnell, Dave Golden, and Greg Pishkosh.
The chosen one.
The chosen one. That's coming out of that pool. So, I don't know what Ant's going to take. It could be Rezzers.
Could be Arcanist.
It could be Arcanist.
Yeah.
And if it's Arcanist, you know, it'd be focused around Rasputina. No idea what he's going to use. Graham.
Probably Arcanist, I think. Although he might try and bring Ten Thunders out a day early. But I think it's probably Arcanist.
Right. And have you got him a calculator?
I'm going to hit him over the head with one. I'm half planning to go to the math room and bring a whole tray full of calculators down. 53 of them.
here you go, Graham. That's a calculator. Dave Golden. Now, Dave Golden is the dark horse. Qualified by other people dropping it out. And Lee was saying before we started recording, I'm not quite sure who Dave is.
I know I've met him, but I can't think.
Yeah. So Dave is one of the Tynan Weird lads, Northeast boys ruling. I'm not sure what he's going to use though.
What faction has he been using?
Neverborn. He's used. It's his main one. And he knows them.
Yeah. And then we have Greg.
Who's Greg?
who's Greg? He'll be Outcasts.
Or Neverborn.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He'll be Outcasts, won't he?
Could go either way.
Greg. Whichever way he wins, he's going through from this pool.
Yeah. if David and Greg are sparring partners, you know Greg's top dog in that meta.
Yeah.
Graham and Greg has the advantage on most of their matchups.
Yeah.
Graham has beaten him before, but they'll both be very much on form. And we haven't seen Round Circuit for a little while. We've had a few weeks or months away, a week, a couple of events away. It seems like I haven't seen him. Even though he was at the GT.
Yeah, didn't do particularly well at the GT.
Yeah, he stepped away from his Rezzers. I still think he's finding his feet with the Arcanists. I'm going to go with Greg taking this pull.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Second place, I'm actually going to go with Graham.
So am I.
Oh dear. Sorry, Graham. I'm going to have to go with Graham as well. He's my choice.
A clean sweep. This is the first pull that we've agreed.
So they're screwed, are they?
Yes, that's David and Ant actually going through.
which would be interesting, because that would set up... So the quarterfinals that would set up would be... Doxy versus Maria. Greg...
That's a good game.
Doxy versus Maria, yeah. Greg would play... Who did we have coming second in pool two? Martin won.
You had Mark coming up second, or John? I had John.
Hey, you had John. I said Scott.
So we're all over the place. So that could set up Greg versus John in which Greg wins.
Yeah.
Pool three would be the first in pool three, which is Ben, versus the second in pool one, which would be Luke. So Ben versus Luke. Levioff.
Or Connor in my...
I said Ruth's top draw for that one.
Oh, did you? I had James's top draw. And then the last one would be first in pool two, which we, again, can't do. Oh, no, we all agreed on Martin pool two versus the second from pool four. Graham. So Martin versus Graham.
Yeah.
So Martin would make it to the semi-finals. Sorry, Graham.
No, I don't know. I don't know with that one, actually. I think Graham could have that. I think
Martin only loses one game per tournament. He won't lose in the quarters.
I think that is, to be honest, if that's the sort of pool, and then you think about the semis, I think it's Greg's event to lose.
I think it is as well. I think that, I've said for a long time that I think he will do it. And I continue to think that. I think Ben is... Ben is his closest competitor. It wouldn't surprise me if we saw a... can we have a Ben-Greg semi-final? A Ben-Greg final?
Or do they meet in the semis if they both go through?
If Greg wins...
No, yeah, Ben... we can. We'll all meet till the final.
Yeah.
If they both win the pools, they won't meet to the final.
Yeah.
So I do think that Greg is going to win. I've said that for a long time. I think Ben has a good, very good chance. But I think if it came down to it, Greg would beat him.
You see, I'm gonna go the other way. Out of the two, I'm gonna have to put Ben as winning. I think the way he's been going lately, you know, I think this is his shot.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think when you get those two on the table, it's gonna be a coin flip. It's gonna come down to what the Screamers' strategies are flip out as, and you know, a little bit of luck when it hits the cards. They're both very, very good players. Well, frankly, everyone there is a good, damn good player.
Yep.
But yeah, if you're going on current runs of form, Ben and Greg are probably the finalists. Which means they've got absolutely no chance.
Joel for the win.
Oh, God, no.
All right, so we're going for a Ben-Greg final, are we?
Yeah, I think.
A semi or a final, because if Ben finishes second in the pool, but yeah, I believe they'll meet at some point on day two.
Cool. Well, we should be back after the Masters with a "How did we do?" episode. There'll be regular updates from the Masters tomorrow and Sunday. Hopefully, we can. Even record some bits and perhaps get them up Saturday night.
Yeah, so you're taking your little hand recorder thing.
I'll take my little hand recorder and we can.
And if we can get the Wi-Fi code, then we'll put that on the PC and we'll be able to tweet all the way through as well, won't we?
I'll see what I can do about that.
Lovely.
So, if you're coming to the Masters, I hope you enjoy yourself. If you're in one of the side events, have a great time. If you're in both the side events, have an even better time. And hopefully we'll see some of you tomorrow, and those that we don't, have a good one. Until then, I've been Mike.
I've been Joel.
And I've been Lee.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.